This evening in Commerce, there will be a public event at the Norris Community Center. The urban planning firm contracted by the City of Commerce to design a revitalization project for the town will be presenting some possible plans and taking comments and questions from the public. Commerce City Manager Derek Farrell says the plan isn't just about adding some life to downtown.
So for us, the conversation started as a downtown project. It started as a discussion about what's wrong with downtown and how do we fix it. It also started about what's good about downtown. There are tons of great things about downtown that are good in terms of the infrastructure and the way that it's laid out and the potential that exists.
Tool Design Group considered downtown Commerce in the context of the city as a whole. Many of the challenges to downtown's success are physical. Because of the way the city grew, downtown Commerce is now northeast of Center. It's possible to come to Commerce, attend an event at one of the public schools or the university, and not see downtown or even know it's there.
There are students that can go all 4 years of school here and not know about downtown, not know what's down there. So then that moved the conversation from how do we make downtown successful to how do we make that connection successful? How do we increase connectivity?
If you've driven in Commerce, you know that the town is not laid out like a grid. There are some neighborhoods with a grid-like pattern, like the residential area south of the university and the neighborhood west of downtown, but there's a lack of through streets connecting the city's neighborhoods, and existing through streets as they are don't always welcome pedestrian or bicycle traffic.
So by connecting those things and by making a plan that is inclusive of the university, the parks, the downtown, and in a citywide connection. The way that the Tool Design Group explains it is when you have guests to your city. It's people who aren't really familiar. When they leave, they should be able to reasonably make a pretty good map about where things were in the city. So that is partially in layout and partially in use.
The plan is more than just an effort to connect the university to downtown, but the university is, for obvious reasons, a big part of what's being thought out. Not every single student who attends Texas A&M University Commerce has a car. And even those students, faculty, and staff who do have cars might like the idea of being able to get to one of the city's parks or to downtown on foot or by bicycle without being in the way of traffic.
So by connecting those things and by making a plan that is inclusive of the university, the parks, the downtown, and in a citywide connection. The way that the Tool Design Group explains it is when you have guests to your city. It's people who aren't really familiar. When they leave, they should be able to reasonably make a pretty good map about where things were in the city. So that is partially in layout and partially in use.
The Tool Design Firm was in town 2 weeks ago, and during their presentation at the First Baptist Church, much of the talk was about the three roads on the north, south, and west sides of the university. Tonight's meeting in the Old Norris neighborhood on the northeast side of town is significant for both social and economic reasons. For those who don't know Commerce, that's a historically African-American neighborhood that's almost exclusively residential with a handful of churches. It remains to be seen the extent to which that neighborhood will be included in the efforts to build connections, both literal and metaphorical, between the communities of Commerce. Again, that meeting is 6:30 this evening at the Norris Community Center. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.